Yeah, William Shatner's 92, but he's a kid compared to Dick Van Dyke, who's 97 years old and still driving, though it sounds like maybe he shouldn't be. Dick Van Dyke was injured in an automobile accident. TMZ says he crashed his Lexus in Malibu after losing control in wet conditions. He was treated at the scene for a possible concussion, along with a bloody nose and mouth. Instead of going to the hospital, a friend picked him up and took him home. TMZ reports that police submitted documents to the DMV suggesting that Dick Van Dyke retake his driving test. Well, he's got that younger girl. I don't know if it's a girlfriend or wife, but she's like...
How much younger?
Well, I think she's only in her 50s. I think. Maybe 60. But I think she's a good 30 years younger than Dick Van Dyke. I don't think it's wife. I think it's girlfriend. 51.
Oh.
Yeah, she's 51.
He's 97.
He's going 46 years younger for you. Right there. Dick Van Dyke. Yeah, she needs to.
Wow.
She might need to step in there and take the keys away from DVD.
DVD.
Yeah. Hey, there's a new biography out. You like Leon Russell? Who doesn't like Leon Russell, the late Leon Russell? They got a new biography out about
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Yeah. 1960. Leon Russell passed away a few years back. But anyway, they tell the story. 1960. Leon Russell is in the crowd at a Jerry Lee Lewis show. And Jerry Lee just pulled out of the show claiming appendicitis. Who knows? With Jerry Lee, it could have been a late night, could have had a date. Who knows? But at the last second, Jerry Lee, when everybody's in the house, all the fans are there, and the rest of the band is there, and Jerry Lee just lets it be known, yeah, appendicitis, can't go tonight. And then the crowd is kind of getting upset, and Leon Russell's a teenager at the time, and he announces to the band, hey, I know how to play. I can get up there and do that. And one of the guys in the band said,
what's so hard about this game?
Said, all right, well, kid, we got nothing to lose here because Jerry Lee's gone and the place is packed out. And Jerry Lee Lewis's drummer, Chuck Blackwell, said, of Leon Russell. He said he just rocked the house, even kicked the piano bench back a couple of times. He was a teenager. And as Chris Blackwell said, at that moment we knew this guy was going to be a star. His name was Russell Bridges at the time, changed it to Leon Russell. Elton John said of Leon Russell, he was the first person that I wanted to play like more than anybody else. Leon Russell did. He made tons of money, he says. He says he did. And then he said he frittered it all away. Alimony, financial mismanagement. Billboard magazine described him as at the top of the top concert attraction in the world in 1973, according to Billboard. But all that money got lost.
Did he do Must Have Been the Right Place? It must have been the wrong time.
Right place, wrong time. Is that Dr. John or is that Leon? He was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2011 because Elton John said so. That's why.
Dr. John.
Yeah, Elton John lobbied for that. And then John Lennon's old girlfriend, not Yoko Ono, but Yoko Ono gave her blessing on this.
Yesterday would have been their anniversary.
John and Yoko?
Yeah.
So you remember back in the early 70s, they had an assistant named May Pang. And Yoko, she just said to May Pang and to John Lennon, all right, the two of you, go ahead. Do your thing. Just go out
Get
there.
It out of your system.
Get it out of your system. And that went on for about, a year and a half or so, something like that. Anyways, May Pang has a documentary about those crazy times that she had with John Lennon that's coming out this summer. I think I've got it. I may have a clip. I may have a trailer for it. Here we go. So you're going to hear May Pang mostly in this from the documentary and Little John at the end.
My name is May Pang, and this is my story.
Yoko walked into my office and said, John and I are not getting along. I want you to go out with him.
Well, are you kidding? I can't do that. He's my employee. He's my boss. He's your husband.
I was 23. And my first boyfriend was John Lennon.
She did not realize it was going to turn into such a big love affair. She thought it would be 2 weeks, gone, goodbye. She told me, "So some people have taken John back." And I said, "What?" He said, "I think it's time."
I'm not even going to say what happened. Some of it was ridiculous. One way of putting it.
Yeah, there's should be a lot of great stories. John probably didn't remember a lot of what happened. Those Harry Nilsson stories and things and
Lost weekends.
Yeah, May Pang. Let's hope she documented some of this stuff. Brad and John, KISM, with Mr. Lennon.